John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at the Hard Rock this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us once again, it is always a joy to say that the machine is here. Good morning, Bert Kreischer.
Professional surfer, the machine.
Surfer, the machine.
I've been surfing every morning. We're not going to surf this morning. We're going out on a boat and going fishing and snorkeling, but professional surfer, I can surf now.
We should clarify the fact that Bert is in Hawaii this morning. And has gotten up ridiculously early just to talk to us, right? So thank you so much for that.
Don't mention it.
Now, let me get this straight. When did you first get on a surfboard? Monday?
Monday.
Okay.
Let me explain the journey. So growing up in Florida, we surfed a little bit in Florida, but I was always horrible. And then one sober October, I said, we should learn how to surf. And it kind of got a hair up me that I was like, I want to learn how to surf. Sober October, we tried to do it, but I was too fat. And then we tried again, and I was too fat. And then we tried again in San Diego, and I was too fat. And it was so frustrating because it looks like it would be so much fun. So I started a journey probably 3 months ago where I said, I know at the end of this trip, at the end of this break, I'm going to go to Hawaii. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to practice getting off the ground onto my feet, and I'm going to learn how to surf. I swear to God, I've never been more proud of any accomplishment than me being able to get off of my stomach onto my feet on a board in the ocean is such a huge feat. I am blown away.
Now, have you managed to stay on the board and actually make it into shore again?
Yeah.
Really?
We've caught a bunch of waves. I have video on my Instagram. Now, let's be very fair. I can't paddle myself into a wave by myself.
Pull you on a ski-doo?
These guys do everything but surf the board for me. They, at points, they'll paddle over and then put their foot on the front of your board from the back of their board, and they'll just drag you. You never felt more like a colonizer in your entire life.
Now, seeing that you are the machine, I have to ask, is there any truth to the story that your daughter, Georgia, who is now 18 years old, was banned from knowing the machine story until she turned 18 by your wife banned her from knowing the story, and she came to a show and she heard it for the very first time?
Leanne had just said, you got to hear it live, and you got to hear it when you're old enough. You got to be 18. We were doing Fully Loaded, and Georgia was a PA for us on Fully Loaded. Shane Gillis is like, have you ever seen your dad go on stage and take his shirt off? And Georgia's like, not really. I've never really seen him live. And he's like, wait, you've never heard the pop when your dad takes his shirt off? And she was like, no. She goes, I've never heard the machine. Mark Norman and Shane Gillis lost their minds. So they scoot her out. They scoot her off to the side of the stage, but in front of the stage. And she watched the machine for the first time. I get off stage and I go, what did you think? And she goes, it's a lie, right?
I'm making a movie about it. It's not a lie.
I go, baby, it's putting you through college. Shut your mouth. And Leanne comes to Georgia with Isla, and Georgia says to Isla, you got to watch the machine. You got to watch this story Dad tells. And Isla's like, okay. I bring them on stage. Isla just covers her mouth, and I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, I thought you were bombing. I go, I'm not bombing. She was like, well, there's a lot of quiet in the story. I go, it's a story. That's how, I go, trust me, it's doing just fine. I don't.
Did she say hi, Hitler? You have to explain this.
She came in the other day and she goes, are they saying hey, Hitler, or hi, Hitler? And I was like, they're going Heil Hitler. She goes, what's that mean? And I was like, well, I guess it does mean hey, Hitler. Hey, Hitler. We went to Italy and we had a series of epiphanies of how stupid we are as a family. I walk into the academia and I freeze and I go, wait, his name isn't Michelangelo? And Leanne's like, no, his name is Michelangelo. Da 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 da.
It's one.
I go,
it's one
I
word.
Thought it was Mike Angelo. I thought it was Michael Angelo. I didn't know there was more to it.
Donatello's
she's like, are you serious? What?
Donatello's a girl.
For real?
Oh, Donatello.
Oh, yeah.
It's early when you
got me on that one, too. We went to see these ruins.
You mean like where the Colosseum is, where all of the old Roman stuff is? Okay.
Well, yeah, no. It's in the middle of this like city. In the middle of the city. We're doing like a night tour. She's walking us around, and she goes, "Here is where they killed Julius Caesar." And I go, "Hold on." I go, "Julius Caesar is a real person?" She's like, "Yeah." I go, "I thought he was a play. I thought he was like a Shakespearean play."
Oh my God.
She goes, "No, he is a Shakespearean play." I go, "So is King Lear a person?" And they're like, and then she looks at me, she goes, I don't know the answer to that. And I go, "Hold on. You were really clear on Julius Caesar. How come we don't know more about Shakespeare's plays?" And she goes, "I'm not a Shakespearean expert. I'm a Roman Empire expert."
Now, how's Isla doing? Isla's in high school, right?
Yeah, Isla is in junior year.
Junior year.
She does not want to drive. She'll just take Ubers. I'll be cool with Ubers. Okay. I was like, that's not how it works.
My son was the same way. My son didn't want... I don't need a license. Why? Mom takes me everywhere.
I do not understand that. I was so hustling to get my license when I was 16. And these kids do not care. They do not care.
So how's Isla doing in school? That's a long pause.
Taking classes. She's the one where we always get the call from the teacher that says, she hasn't turned in like any of her homework all year. And we're like, oh, God. And then you look at Isla and she's like, oh, I was supposed to be turning those in. And you're like, yeah, what were you thinking? She's gotten very private the older she's gotten because, you know, I've made both my daughters famous without ever asking their permission.
Right.
For her birthday, you can find the video. I can't really go into too much of detail.
Okay.
But for her birthday, she's always said, ever since she was a little kid, when she turns 16, she gets to curse. And so her 16th birthday happens. And a bunch of fans hit me up in DMs. And they're like, yo, what's her first curse word going to be? So we're eating dinner with Leanne. And we're outside. And I pull my phone up on Instagram. And I'm like, Isla, it's your 16th birthday. Everyone's wondering what your first curse word is going to be. And she freezes. She looks at Leanne. And drops a C-bomb.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow.
And then
that's a little too much Ricky Gervais in her life.
We start laughing. I post it on Instagram. Isla wakes up at like 4 in the morning. Her phone's blowing up. She comes in, wakes me up, and says, hey, you need to get that off TikTok right now. And I went, what? She goes, it's got 4 million views. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, it's doing great. And she goes, take it down. She goes, you can have Instagram. I got TikTok. I don't want to be famous as the girl that dropped a C-bomb. I want to be Isla Kreischer. I do not want to be that famous TikTok girl. Take it down. And I was like, I got pre-sale going on. I got to make tickets for Atlantic City. What are you talking about?
Maybe you wouldn't have to worry about that. Maybe you wouldn't have to work as hard if Isla, from what I understand, can bring in more money from her gambling side job.
Dude, that was another one. There's so many times things happen and she doesn't even know we talk about it. Leanne, I'm doing Two Bears with Tom. Leanne calls and she goes, I go, what are you doing? She goes, I go, hey, we're doing Two Bears. She goes, well, this will be good for Two Bears. I go, what's up? She goes, your daughter got in trouble at school for gambling. And I go, what? She goes, she was shooting dice. Dice at an all-girls Catholic high school.
What is she, 90s gangsta? Kids even know about that.
Exactly. She got in the car. I called them when they picked her up. I go, what were you doing? She goes, well, I was up $80. I'll tell you, that's exactly what I was doing. I was winning.
Get it?
I can't imagine girls at a Catholic high school in Los Angeles laying dice, sitting there in a corner, throwing dice up against the wall.
Isla's got a very interesting friend group. I'll tell you that much. They had movie night at the house the other night. And like, I like doing things big. So I go to the store and I get the movie style candies, you know, like the ones in the box.
Right.
I drop $350 on candy, right?
Oh my God, how many people did she have over?
She had 10, and so what I did is I bought 10 of every candy they had. I roll in. These girls are girls that are not allowed chocolate like that. They're not. One girl's like, I can't even eat these. And I just made it rain, and these girls were up until 4 in the morning shaking in a diabetic coma.
Bert Kreischer is appearing this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. I hope to see you this weekend. Thank you, dude.
Of course, buddy. It was great talking to you. I'll see you later.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.